We are in Siman Tov Nun Aleph Kasher and Kalim. We are up to Siv Zayin, and we'll be doing from Zayin through Yud Aleph. Zayin Yesh Misha Omer Dekapos Ha'asuyos Mikarin Ein Lehem Takana Bahagala. There are those who say that spoons that are made of ivory cannot, you can't use Hagol, you cannot do Hagol to kasher them. Dekeven Shemeskalkulin B'mayim Chamin Chayshinun Dimachayas Alayu. Because we know that hot water is not good for them, and therefore we're afraid that you're not going to do a thorough job in kashering, therefore we're not allowed to rely on it. Mishnah Berurah speaks out that the same thing would apply if the handle of a spoon or a knife is made of ivory. Sifches, echad kli eitz, echad kli yeven, echad kli mateches, dinam la'ashiram bahagola. The halachi is that whether it is wood, whether it is stone, whether it is metal, the halachi is that if it's used for cooking in or for pouring in from a pot, the halachi is that we can do hagoli in all of these things. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that in the case of wood, that's only if the wood is actually smooth. Whereas if the wood is rough, you're going to have to go and sand it down to make sure that that there's no chametz left in there. Clay etzem, the Ramah says, Hagah v'chein clay etzem tzricha hagala, something made of bone also needs hagala, and that the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, with the exception of ivory that we just saw. Further, siftes, hamagil kodem shohei, this is really a halacha that's discussed at length in Siman Tofnin Beis. The halacha is that when you do hagala, what are you doing? You're boiling up the keli in water. Now, there's a problem, because we know that the way that the taste is absorbed into a pot is by way of boiling it, by way of cooking in it. Here we're extracting taste by way of boiling it. Why aren't we afraid that as we're extracting it, it's going to go and reabsorb it? So there are all kinds of answers that we find in the Rishonim. One ikar thing is that we're doing this, we're kashering at a time that chametz is not yet usser. And as a result of it, there are going to be many leniencies in what it is that it is absorbing, because it's not yet Isser. We'll learn the details in Tufnin Beis, Amir Tzashem. But for the time being, the Mechaber is talking about several things that you don't have to worry about if you're kashering and before the Zman Isser, as opposed to after. Hamagil Kodem Shahei, someone who does Hagala before the fifth hour of Erev Pesach, that means while Chametz is still Mutter, Yochel lahagil biyachet keli rishon v'keli sheni v'kelim shebalu davar muad ve'ena choshesh. You're allowed to put together in the boiling water a keli rishon with a keli sheni and kelim that absorbed a little bit and kelim that absorbed a lot, because what's coming out of them is all heter and nothing's going to ruin anything else. Gam kein, the Ramah says, imagil mixes a keli shnei pamim, if you end up kashering part of the keli two times. That's still all right. Now, these are all things that you don't have to worry about while it's still heter. Whereas, once you're dealing with the Zman of Isser, we are afraid that if something has more chametz than the other, then the other thing is going to absorb from it, and therefore you don't kasher together something that needs a stronger method of kashering than the other. So altogether, these are things that one does not have to worry about before the Zman Isser, the details of which we're going to see in Mirza Hashem in Tufnin Beis. Yud salim shemolchem bem habasar. These baskets in which they did malicha. The halach is that when you salt meat, you're supposed to put it in a keli menukav. It has to be on a vessel that has holes in it so that the blood has where to drip out of. So they use these baskets. Yesh matzrichalem hagala. Some say that they need hagala. Now, even though, what did you use it for? You used it with salt that may have had some chametz in it. So we're afraid that it absorbed, and the weight of being maflitted from all the salting is by way of hagala. V'yesh misha cholik, and there are those who say that there's absolutely no reason to be choshesh for it. V'yesh v'nir and dvarav, says the mechaber, v'nir and dvarav, he likes the shita that holds that it does not need hagala. Says the Ramah, v'tov lagil and aliknos kadoshim. The Ramah says that you're better off either doing Hagala or buying new ones. Now, the actual Hagala is from a Kli Rishon. We'll later see, the halacha is that if you're dealing with something that is used b'kfiyas for chametz, and salting, that we don't like, hashing it for Pesach. But here you're dealing with something that, generally speaking, was not used with chametz altogether. It's just a chash that maybe there was some chametz in the salt. Therefore, the halacha is that it would be enough. It would be enough to do hagala on it. The Mishnah Berurah also says, what happens if somebody used this on Pesach for salting? It was clean, but you don't know what it absorbed. It would not be able to answer. And that's even though you know that there was once some chametz in the sal itself. The Ramah said, or to buy new ones, o liknos chadashim. What's the purpose of the new ones? That's referring to a case where you can't get it perfectly clean, where in between the inside the weave, we're afraid that there's some chametz stuck there, so you wouldn't rely on hagala, and there you would actually want to buy a new one. Sif Yud Aleph. Machavas, a frying pan. Till now we've been talking about two kinds of vessels. One that is used on the fire, and that needs libun. The other one that is used in cooking, and that needs hagala through boiling water. Now, that one is for roasting and one is for cooking. How about frying? What's the status of frying? So in Yoredeya, it's brought down that in the case of frying, we are afraid that the way you fry things is sometimes you don't deep fry them, you just grease the pan, and often things really dry up and burn. They get crispy. The question is, do we call that like a fia and it should need libun? Says the Mechaber, Machava shemitagnin, pirish yotzkin b'shemen lafoso, you put some oil, muteres b'hagola. All it needs is hagola. The Mechaber is saying that it only needs hagola, the reason being that there's always a little bit of oil that is there, and as a result of it, we would not consider it something that is used with fire. The Mishnah Berurah does say that some kind of cookie sheet that you just grease and you bake in it, the fact that you grease the pan first does not turn that into something that you can kasher with hagala. Says the Ramah now, says the Mechaber, Imi Haruka, what if it's long? Mesim Chetziah, Vaofachod, Mesim Chetziah Acher. Unlike tefillah, where you have to be matpil an entire kli at once, when it comes to hagola, you can do it in two parts. That means if you have a pot in which your frying pan won't fit, first dip in half and then dip in the other half. V'yesh machbirin lalavein hamachvas, says the Ramah, some hold that it needs libun, the reason being because sometimes it does dry up and things do burn in it. Ach, b'libun kolduhu, says the Ramah, this is taking us back to the halachas of libun that we saw before, that you can rely on libun kal for this, since mikra din hagol is enough. Tainu shisra v'lov kashma chutzagi, that would be enough. V'nogin lalavno l'chatchila, miu b'sagilei b'hagola emein b'gumas. The ikar adin is that all it needs is hagola, as long as it does not have any pockets where something can get stuck. However, the right thing to do is to do libun. Whereas if you did hagola in it, it would be good b'di'eved if it does not have gumas. But if it has gumas, then it would not even work b'di'eved. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a prichodash that mi'ikar adin it needs libun, and that we don't consider this a chumra. Lamaisa, one is knowing that to do libun for Pesach, but the Mishnah Berurah says that b'di'eved you could be somach on hagola if they did hagola, and even in the libun we are knowing to do libun kal.